the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
That's right. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's Barbecue Bob on a snowy Saturday in Michigan in studio with the famous, now infamous, Crappie Joppy.
Good morning, Bob. Welcome to our second hour. It's Saturday morning. You're with the Grillin' Guys. Fire up that grill. It's going to be a great day today. We got mild temperatures here in West Michigan. Get out on your grill and make it happen.
That's right. And I'm in studio wearing my Stormy Cromer because we're going out to the Winterfest today. We're going to go check out some of the Michigan Brewers Guild's finest breweries.
Yeah, we just had Brewery Vivant in on the first hour. These guys brought us a beer called Sergeant Peppercorn. It's a Belgian-style beer. They're going to be out there. Anybody that's got a ticket, yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you out there. The event's sold out. I think there's like 5,400 tickets that they sold. Fifth Third Park, big beer and wine festival. A lot of fun today.
But if you call Randy's cell phone at 1-800-555-1212, Randy can probably sneak you in under his coat. So give him a call. Hey, check us out on Facebook this morning. We're doing Name the Pig, and we have some ice fishing equipment from Alan Bob's Sports, which is a good friend of the show. They are one of our faithful sponsors. They're on three blocks south of Division, three blocks south of 28th Street on Division, and they're privately owned. They're just a cool company. If you're into grilling, you got to be into like getting your own meat, which means catching fish, shooting ducks,
hunting deer,
whatever, squirrel. I don't care what you're into. If you're an enthusiast of the outdoors, you go to Alan Bob's because they just know all that stuff. Well, they gave us a bunch of ice fishing equipment for the Dam to Dam last weekend, and we didn't get a chance to give it away adequately. So today, and today only, we will put you in the ice fishing business. If you go onto Facebook, check out the Grillin' Guys, friend us. Emily's online right now. She's checking out all these people joining. But just give us your name for that little pig that Randy went out and bought.
Yep, went up to Steedham Farms up by Grattan, Michigan, and Chad's going to raise us a little pig. She's growing at about a pound and a half a day right now, according to what Chad tells me. So somewhere around Memorial Day, if we choose your name for the pig, we're going to give you and 20 of your best friends a little barbecue. She's going to be tasty, so we're gonna cook her up right before the holiday.
Yeah, so We enjoy having all of these people bumping us on the website, and they come to thegrillinguys.com. They'll hit us on Twitter. You can get the Grillin' Guy or Grillin' Guy on Twitter if you want to follow us on Twitter. That's Grillin' Guy. And not that there's anything earth-shattering on Twitter. I mean, I post a little bit, but I'm still not sure if that Twitter thing is all that cool because I don't want to say, hey, I'm in the men's room at the airport, you know, or something like that. Like
yeah, no one really needs to know that, Bob.
But I am going to be flying this week. I'm buzzing out to Salt Lake City. I got a big week. We're going to be hanging out with people from Ace of Hearts, the good one, and Tech Grills, which are two companies that are close to the show. They've invited me out to hang with them for the big national patio and barbecue show. So there will be thousands of people running around Salt Lake City. And
I'm left behind. I'm going to be back here holding down the fort, but we're going to have Randy's going to fly solo for the first time on the show, so it should be a lot of fun next week. We want to have Barbecue Bob to deal with on a regular basis because I'm going to have the button that can cut you off.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, you've been waiting to get your hands on this big red switch, haven't you?
I have, baby.
Well, I'm excited about going to Salt Lake City because I watch Big Love.
Do you?
Yeah.
And what does that have to do with Salt Lake City?
Well, I think it's filmed there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Pretty cool show. So we're going to be talking to Rob Russell now. We have our favorite cowboy on hold, and he's out in Topeka, Kansas. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
What do you have for us this morning, big cowboy?
We're going to talk about fish.
Fish? You're kidding me. Is it crappie?
Yeah, it works with crappie. With crappie, but you know that crappie is... It's so dang good, you don't have to do anything to it.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'll take that as a personal compliment.
Yeah, not everybody can have a minnow keep a minnow in their live well on their belly.
Not everybody, yeah, okay.
Yeah. A wine live well.
Yeah.
Talk about that. No, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about fish because, you know, I come from the Kansas City area and everything is major barbecue. I mean, you can only eat so much red meat and so much pork and... When you get older like we are, you got to start thinking a little bit healthier. And, you know, where I like to cook out every night, I like to have something to think that I could cook something that was good for me. And fish is, you know, fish is great. You guys have a lot of fish up there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, we're blessed that way because there's all kinds of freshwater fish up here, and from panfish and crappies, which are near and dear to me, all the way up through salmon, trout in our rivers. We have an incredible natural resource here, and you can come up with a huge variety of fish. What kind are we cooking today?
A little bit of walleye. And I got this, I found out that, you know, as I started cooking fish and I started talking to the guy, and, you know, when you want to talk to somebody about fish, you start talking to the guys that have a lot of fish. And I went back to my main source up in Minneapolis, Tony Courthouse, and I got this great brine recipe for this fish. And I found out fish is, you know, all about the brine. And I thought, I've always thought that brine was for turkeys, and that's it. But I was wrong. And got a great brine recipe from Tony. Got it from an old fisherman up there. And it's, you know, it's about a 12-hour brine, and that really makes a difference in the taste of fish, because I don't really like the taste of fish. I mean, I bet you 90% of people don't like fishy taste.
What do you? No, if it tastes fishy, that means it's not fresh, or it's trout.
Or, I mean, like in Kansas, and you guys probably don't have this, but our rivers and lakes around here are kind of muddy. I mean, it's not. I mean, you guys are probably fresher, cleaner water, but I mean, if you go down below 2 feet, you got about 6 inches of visibility around here. And what happens is, like those catfish, and people love to eat catfish, but they kind of take on that mud taste. But I found out from talking to an old fisherman down here that fishes the river systems, he will catch those big flatheads, and he will take them out of the river, and he keeps a stock tank. I don't know if you guys have cattle up there, but a stock tank, like a 500-gallon stock tank, and he puts an aerator in and lets that catfish just swim in that stock tank for about 5 days, and that cleans that fish out.
Oh, so he's got an Olympic catfish. So what do you have for walleye? Let's do some brine.
Well, the brines that I have, and I'm not really going to talk exactly about all the ingredients, but I'm going to post it on your website for
Excellent.
You, or I'm going to send it to you so you can post it. But it's got a little bit of salt and a little bit of sugar, a little bit of honey, and it's pretty mild brine, and what it does, it'll soak into the fish, but you just need to take the fish out of the brine and let it set for about an hour. Oh, got that hour in.
Those of you that don't know what an hour is, it's just about 60 minutes.
I mean, everything seems like it's based around an hour.
Right.
But you let it set for about an hour, and it'll actually, if you can blow a fan over it, it'll kind of form that skin on it. And then the best way I like to eat the walleyes, I like to put them in a smoker and start them off at about 120 degrees for about an hour, and then go to 150 and get them up to about 160 degrees. And boy, I mean, it gets flaky and white.
Do you do a light smoke?
Yeah, you got to be really careful about using, like, hickories are big around here. We have a lot of hickory trees, but I like to use like an apple wood or a cherry wood, something a little milder and fruitier.
Yeah, you have to be careful with fish because it'll absorb that smoke so quickly that you can really overpower it.
Rob, are these fillets, is the skin still on, or are these skinless fillets?
Skin still on.
Okay, and that's important, isn't it? Because that way when we're putting it on the grill, it kind of holds it all together. Even after it's brined, it's firmed up a little bit. But this brining process, it kind of takes some of the fish out of it, and it imparts the flavor of your brine back in it. But all of this is while the skin's on. It's important that our listeners know that, so it doesn't fall through the grill or through the smoker if you're doing it.
Right, because when you get it cooked to perfection, it's going to be really flaky and light. And another secret to do is, if you're going to grill it, don't grill it over direct heat. Grill it indirect. But another secret is to spray your grate with the, I like to use grapeseed oil, but you could use an olive oil, or you could use, you know, a cooking vegetable oil, cooking spray. But spray your grates down good with oil before you start. That way that you can just get that fillet right off there. It won't stick.
Yeah, that's awesome, because that's a great tip for our listeners to understand, is that grill needs a little bit of a coating on it, because as that fish skin touches the grill, it'll have a tendency to stick if you don't have something between the steel or the iron grate and the fish skin itself. So great tip there.
Yeah, and you're not. It's not like you're cooking a steak here. You're not going on high sear mode. You know, you're going. If you're not smoking it and you're grilling it, you need to slow that temperature down a little bit. If you're doing like a gas grill, you know, if you've got a four burner gas grill, you need to turn three of those burners off.
So in meat terms, fish is always going to be on the rare side.
Well,
Big Paulie says you don't grill it, you threaten it.
You threaten it. You threaten it with a little bit of heat.
Yeah.
Good words for that.
Yeah, I like that.
But you'll know when it's done. I mean, you don't even have to have a thermometer for fish. I mean, it'll be flaky, and it's not going to kill you if it's not quite done to exact temperatures. But you'll know when it's done. It'll turn white and turn flaky. And the worst thing you can do to fish is overcook it.
Well, listen, you and I are going to be hooking up Tuesday out in Salt Lake City, so we'll have to go out and check out some of that Utah barbecue and see what's cooking out there on Mesquite.
Yeah, our good friend Tony Courthouse will be there from Qtopia Barbecue.
Great. That's where you killed that hog here a month ago on the show.
That's right.
I'll be anxious to see how he liked the flavor of that hog. Well, listen, thanks a lot, Rob. We appreciate you calling in like you do so much for us, and we'll talk to you next week. We've got a little more coming up. That was Rob Russell from the good one. He's from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, and they're one of our great sponsors. And those people have done so much for barbecue in across America, and the good one has just really grown in stature across North America right now. It's guys like Rob and Chris Marks who are out there promoting it and helping out shows like ours that, I mean, we like to talk about killing things and throwing it on the grill, and that's what they're all about.
Rob's a great guy. Some of you have had a chance to meet him, some of our listeners, because we've had him up here, and he's taught a couple classes out at Zager's Pool and Spa. We were out there, and we've taught a couple classes where Rob has instructed people on different techniques and things of that. But he comes through town about once every 3-4 months, and we'll keep hosting classes with Rob. He's got the best job in the world. He teaches people how to barbecue all day long.
We've got a great class coming up on tax day, April 15th, he and I are going to be in St. Ignace, Michigan at the Bing Home Show up there. We're actually doing a wild game class in the mall at the home show. It's going to be a blast, and we're going to tear that show up. So if you like cruising, come across the bridge and go to St. Ignace and celebrate tax day with us, and we'll kill some critters and make sausage. What else do we have on the dockets here this morning, Randy? We've got so much stuff to talk about, and we're running out of time already.
You know, one of the things that's near and dear to my heart, Bob, as you know, is this Gilda's Laugh Fest. And it's Laugh Fest GR, like Grand Rapids, laughfestgr.org. Go on their website and check this thing out. This is a first-year event, and you cannot believe what these people have done to put together a 10-day comedy fest in West Michigan. There's over 105 free events for the family and people to attend, and another 110 that are ticketed. There's just a huge variety of comics coming to town, some of the headliners, but they're raising money for a great cause. Gilda's Club is a cancer support organization. They don't treat it medically, but it's the emotional and the mental side of cancer. It's a big support.
Named after Gilda Radner. She's from Michigan, by the way.
Yes, she is. Her brother's coming up. Obviously, she passed away with cancer, but her brother's coming up to the festival.
Saturday Night Live fame. Gilda was just enormous with the Belushis and all those people.
That's right. But check out their website at laughfestgr.org. Tremendous amount of information on there. If you get a chance to check it out, it's a great thing, and the grilling guys are behind it.
That's very cool. And just so all of you know, Randy won't admit it, but he's actually helping organize this because he is he's just one of these guys. It's the 80-20 rule. It's like 20% of the people get everything done out there, and Randy's one of those top in that 20%. He's a volunteer for about everything, and that's really cool that you're donating your time and getting all this stuff together, and I just hope I get some tickets out of the deal.
Yeah, you got them, Bob. We'll be laughing and having a little bit of fun. It's a great community event.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.